tonight. Thank you for grace, mercy, and Jesus. Thank you for the privilege of learning and growing. Thank you that grace abounds to every one of us in this class. So we rejoice that by the end of this will be the better in Christ and what Christ can do through you. That's the vision that drives us as a ministry. That's the vision that keeps us kicking all the time. And I'm so glad to have all of you on the team together. We're learning and making a difference in our world. Pastor Shaw, can you hear me? I want to be sure you're hearing.
Yes, you faded for a little bit during the prayer, but we can hear you loud and clear now, sir.
All right. Today is week 35, right? Week 35.
Yes, Daddy.
We're looking at questions and answers about full-time ministry. Questions and answers about full-time ministry. Questions and answers about full-time ministry. First question, what is full-time ministry? What is full-time ministry? Well,
Daddy, we have stopped hearing you, sir.
It is not a word in the epistles taken by other tribes. So that concept, full-time ministry, was carried over from the Old Testament about the Levites who stayed away from secular work majorly and were taken care of by other tribes.
Daddy, we're losing you, sir. Could we go over?
Are you still losing?
Yes.
I hope Lagos is not struggling with network. What kind of thing is this?
I don't know.
Sister Joy, you better send me Wi-Fi because I'm your neighbor right now.
We want to catch everything though. So Lagos should
well,
be.
Here is better. I'm telling you, here is better. Pastor Joy, how can you be here and network is doing me like this? What kind of thing is this?
Network cannot be doing this one though.
What kind of tiny little is this network doing? All right. Full-time ministry is not a word in the epistles. It is likely a carryover from the Old Testament about the Levites who stayed away from work and secular work majorly and were taken care of by other tribes. Question number two. Is it wrong for a minister to work secular whilst being a pastor? Is it wrong for a minister to work secular whilst being a pastor? To the contrary, scripture supports ministers to work for a living. The scriptures support ministers to work for a living. Scriptures support ministers to work for a living. In Acts chapter 18, verse 3, Acts 18:3, and because he was of the same craft, he abode with them and wrought, for by their occupation they were tent makers. So Paul, Priscilla, and Aquila were referred to as tent makers. Acts chapter 20, verse 34, Brother Paul says to the church in Ephesus, yea, ye yourselves know that these hands have ministered unto my necessities and to them that were with me. So Paul was bragging about the fact that he worked and earned a living. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9. For you remember, brethren, our labor and travail, for laboring day and night, because we will not be chargeable unto any of you. We preach unto you the gospel of God. We will not be chargeable to any of you. 1 Thessalonians 2, 9. So Brother Paul, again, telling the church at Thessalonica that he worked for his living. And when he says we here in 1 Thessalonians, he was referring to Paul, Silas, and other apostles. Next question. Isn't this because the ministry was still young? That's why Paul had to work to support himself. Isn't it because the ministry was still young? That's why Paul had to work to support himself. That's not true. Because the scriptures I just read for you in Acts 18:3, Acts 20:34, 1 Thessalonians 2:9, Paul spoke those words after being 15 to 20 years in ministry. So it's not because the ministry was young. That's why Paul was working to earn a living. Let me give you more instances. 1 Corinthians 4:12. 1 Corinthians 4:12. And labor, working with our own hands, being reviled, we bless, being persecuted, we suffer it. And labor, working with our own hands. This is Paul speaking to the church in Corinth. 1 Corinthians 4:12. Then 1 Corinthians 9:6. Or I only and Barnabas have not we power to forbear working. So which means they were still working as at this material time. 2 Thessalonians 3:8. 2 Thessalonians 3:8. Neither did we eat any man's bread for naught, but wrought with labor and travail night and day, that we might not be chargeable to any of you. 2 Thessalonians 3:8. So these churches were very large in those days. Obviously, Paul and his associates did not work secularly because of these reasons you gave, but rather they worked to be exemplary. That's why they were working, to be exemplary, because those churches were big to take care of their deeds. But they still maintain their jobs to be exemplary and avoid greed, and also to ensure that the gospel was not corrupted. See? Me, see, if I didn't have my money now, some things I say I will not be saying it. I will have been speaking from the two sides of my mouth so I can get money. But I can blow it and throw it there and not bother. I don't even care. Because after all the preaching, I'm not going to go and meet somebody and say, please, something for the boys, something for the boys. I won't do that. So, you know, that's why it's good to work. Because when you have your job, you have your businesses, you make your own money, then you can tell the truth without compromise. That's very important for preachers of the gospel. The next question, was Paul a full-time minister? Was Paul a full-time minister? In our modern times, no. But in biblical terms, yes. In our modern terms, no. But in biblical terms, yes. He never shirked in his duties. In 1 Corinthians 15:10, Paul himself said, 1 Corinthians 15:10, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. He was laboring in his career, and he was laboring in ministry. So that no career person has an excuse to say, because I have a career, I cannot do ministry. That's why we also do business and do ministry, so that nobody will say, I'm doing business, that's why I'm too busy. You can also see that we two are doing business and we're doing ministry. So nobody in the church has an excuse. That's why we become an example by maintaining jobs and career and businesses. Next question. Is it wrong for anyone to abandon his career and go into ministry? Is it wrong for anyone to abandon his career and go into ministry? Well, no, it is not. It is not. But you will not have a New Testament scripture to support this. You will not have a New Testament scripture to fully support this position. Okay, next question. What about the scripture that says those who preach the gospel should live by the gospel? Well, anybody who quotes that has been mischievous, because that's quoting Brother Paul out of context. So what was the full context? The full context where Paul said that is in 1 Corinthians 9, 11 to 14. 1 Corinthians 9, 11 to 14. If we have sown unto you spiritual things, is it a great thing if we shall reap your carnal things? If others be partakers of this power over you, and not we rather, nevertheless, we have not used this power, but suffer all things, lest we should hinder the gospel of Christ. Do you not know that they which minister about holy things live of those things of the temple, and they which wait at the altar partakers with the altar? Even so had the Lord ordained that they which preach the gospel should live of the gospel. So Paul was referring to supporting ministers, and not ministers, not doing secular work. Supporting ministers. That's what Paul was emphasizing. That when people preach the gospel, you take care of their needs while they are with you. Like I have come to Lagos now. Lagos people made sure they got a hotel for me. Lagos people made sure they got food for us to eat. No, but while I'm in Lagos, they're taking care of my needs. Tuesday, I'm in Africa. When I'm in Africa,
what are you breaking up, sir?
They take care of.
You're breaking up, Daddy. We can barely hear you.
Oh my! Where did you hear me last?
That when ministers come to you to preach, you take care of that minister while they are with you.
Okay, now say like I'm in Lagos.
Yes,
Lagos people made sure they got a hotel. Lagos people made sure they got me food. Lagos people made sure they're taking care of us while we're here. They provide a car to take us around. Now, by Monday morning, I'll be done with Lagos. I live for South Africa. South Africa will make sure they provide for us and take care of me. Now, I don't expect Lagos people to follow me to South Africa and continue to take care of me. And I don't expect South African people to follow me back to Uyo to continue to take care of me. But while I'm with them, they care of me. So that's what he meant by they who Christ will live of the gospel. Live of the gospel means when they are ministering to other material time, their needs are catered for. Their welfare is taken care of. I don't know if you all understand that. Yeah. Okay. So next question. But should we still support ministers who work secularly? Should we still support ministers who work secularly? Of course, what we give our teachers is honor. We honor them, not welfare. We honor them, not welfare. Galatians 6:6. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Galatians 6:6. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. 1 Timothy 5:17-18. 1 Timothy 5:17-18. Let the elders that rule will be counted worthy of all honor, especially they who rule in the word and doctrine. For the scripture saith, thou shalt not muzzle the ox that traded out the corn, and the laborer is worthy of his reward. Nothing stops us from giving and doing it very well. It is out of respect and response to their labor that we give to people who labor over us. You see that? So next question. But what about the disciples of Jesus? They abandoned their profession to follow him. Well, give me a scripture that says they abandoned everything to follow him. There's no such scripture. See? That's when he died. Peter still went back to his company to continue running his business, since Jesus' business is closed. The while he was pursuing his business, Jesus was dead and went and said, "Boy, what's up?" See. Next question. Luke 5:11. And when they had brought their ship to land, they forsook all and followed him. Mark 10:28. Then Peter began to say unto him, "Lo, we have left all and have." So when you read that scripture like that, you think they abandoned their business. But we must deduct finalities here. We must deduct finalities. For example, Mark 28 should help you.
We're still having...
Pastor Shem, are you still struggling to hear
me? Yes, Daddy, we're still having difficulty hearing you. We're missing some of the vital information you're providing, sir.
Where did you hear me last?
You gave the scriptures, Luke 5:11, Mark 10:28. There was one more scripture that you gave behind that. And you said next question,
okay,
but I'm...
But everybody got Mark 5:11 and Mark 10:28.
Luke 5:11 and Mark 10:28.
Luke 5:11. Yeah, we all got that right.
Yes, Daddy. Was that a continuation to
then
question?
I now said no, when I say scriptures, please. That is the scripture that said they abandoned. Then I gave you a scripture they give you. And then I said we must not deduct finality. Sorry, it's Lagos.
They want to keep
You
you
know,
all.
in Nigeria, every state you go to, they will say, "Welcome to Akwa Ibom. Welcome to Akwa Ibom. Welcome to Abuja. Welcome to Lagos. This is Lagos."
This is Lagos.
So, guys, this is Lagos.
And they don't want us to hear you from Lagos. They want to keep you to themselves.
You know that kind of thing. You know that kind of thing. You know that kind of thing. If I know you would do this, I would have looked for Pastor Joyce since to collect her wife. But don't worry. We'll finish the class whether they like it or not, by fire, by force. By
By his
thunder,
grace.
by lightning.
By his grace.
By his grace. By his grace. Not by thunder and lightning. By his grace, right? All right, so we must not deduct finalities here. For example, Mark 10:28 example should help us. Mark 10:28. Because in Mark 10:29, Jesus answered and said, "Verily I say unto you, there is no man that has left house or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake and the gospel's." The issue here is language. That word forsaking must be seen as prioritizing, not forsaking like abandon, but priority. I'm sure you know they did not renounce their families, right? They didn't. In fact, let the letter text support this in John 21:3. Simon Peter said to them, "I go a fishing." They sent him to go with him. They fought and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. They still had ships. They still had nets, even though they left all to follow him. But they still had ships. They still had nets. They still had staff. Some assume that when Peter went back to fish, it was backsliding. No. I used to think so too. But there is no such opinion available in scripture. The truth is, Paul and his associates always found how to use their skills to earn money in their missionary journeys. Everywhere they went to do missionary work, they found opportunity to use their skills to make money. You know, Paul and the rest were like mobile businessmen. Mobile businessmen. It's like one line of business that I do. Everywhere I go in the world, I look for that business. Everywhere I travel to, Even if I'm there for just 2 days, I will look for opportunity to do that business. Even if it's just 2 days, you see me browsing and looking around and calling numbers and making contacts. So sometimes I'm in a place for 2 days, but one out of the 2 days, I've already done business. I've made money, self. So me too, I'm a mobile businessman. And I'm always happy when I make money while preaching. I used to like that kind of money. You know, I used to like it. So Brother Paul wrote, okay, so next question. But won't working secular hinder the work of ministry? Won't working secular hinder the work of ministry? Answer. Brother Paul wrote over half of the New Testament books. Half of the New Testament books. Don't worry, Pastor Joyce, I'm in your territory. I will tell you that kind of business. Brother Paul wrote over half of the New Testament books. The issue is many of us just have a mindset that should be renewed. We are so used to this thing they call full-time. All right, last question for the night. If you will advise a young minister on this, what will you tell him? If you will advise a young minister on this, what will you tell him? Get a job. Do business. Ensure it allows you to function effectively. Getting a job and doing business does not hinder prayer. It does not hinder pastoring. It does not hinder teaching or church work. It doesn't hinder any of those. But it helps to cure greed. It helps with covetousness. And it helps using the gospel as it helps in not using the gospel as means. Great covetousness. Using the God as a means for gain. And Brother Paul warned Timothy on this. In 1 Timothy 5 and 6. 1 Timothy 6, 5 and 6. Perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds and destitute of the truth. Supposing that gain is godliness, from such withdraw thyself. But godliness with contentment is great gain. You only need to be committed to the work and never put money and our welfare above the work. Be committed to the work, never put money and our welfare above the work. And when you do that, nothing shall by any means hurt you. You only need to be committed to the work and never put money and our welfare above the work of ministry. And if you make the work of ministry a priority in your life, nothing shall by any means hurt you. That's my old version of the scripture. All right. Praise the Lord. Father, thank you for tonight. Thank you for this class. Thank you for the time we've spent, these few minutes, just to look at biblical concepts, look at them in the light of revealed knowledge. I pray that this knowledge equips us to be a blessing to many and to continue to be a blessing to others. That through these ministers of the gospel, many ministers are raised all over the world. We preach the word in and out of season. I declare tonight that everyone is met. Everyone in this class is delivered from wicked and unreasonable men. Everyone in this class is comforted by the Holy Ghost. So we rejoice in faith and we rejoice with gladness tonight that we're co-laborers together within the advancement of your cause. Thank you for your peace that passes all understanding. Thank you for perfecting everything that concerns each one in this class. We give you praise for boldness to proclaim the truth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Questions for this class. Question number one. Give a brief description of a biblical full-time minister. Give a brief description of a biblical full-time minister. Question number two. Explain 1 Corinthians 9:14. Explain 1 Corinthians 9:14. All right, Pastor Shaw, that's it from the man of God this side.